Mr. Ryder, I want to start by borrowing the title of your first single, I Need Help, because Rev Rob needs help understanding the origin of the name Mitch Ryder. Do you mind sharing that with us?
Not at all. It's a pretty well-known story at this point. It was just plucked from the Manhattan telephone directory.
Pretty easy stuff. Was there others you were considering?
Yeah, we had one they wanted to do, but we all laughed about it. Michael Rothschild.
It doesn't have the same ring.
No. Plus, it offended a lot of European families.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Right.
So Mitch Ryder stuck, and speaking of European families, we'll segue right into your popularity in countries like Germany. Do you think there's any special reason why? Or
well, it clearly, anywhere in the world you go, you'll find that the population does kind of like American rock and roll. But having said that, my particular popularity in Germany is all owed to a multinational broadcast, a TV broadcast of a live concert that occurred once every year in Europe, and it's viewed by 13 or 14 countries in Europe with a viewership of around 17 to 18 million people watch it.
Wow.
All over Europe. And I went on late, and by the time I got on, there was only a few million people that watched it, but many of those persons were in the country of Germany. And that's what I owe my popularity to over there. Not my hits, not my American hits.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, German Television is proud to present live as our guest in Rock Palace. Liebe Freunde, heute bei uns zu Gast, live in Rock Palace, Mitch Ryder!
One of the things I was really interested in, which I learned about you, is you painted cover on the album, How I Spent My Vacation.
It was a great album, and I've done several of those covers for my musical creations. There are several that have been already put out on other albums, but those albums were released in Europe, not in America. So if you wanted to see them, you'd have to buy those particular albums. I don't paint any longer. I don't have a studio any longer, and I've got some unfinished canvases that if I ever get the bug, I charcoal the images, and I would have to go in and start adding oil to it. There's two of those that exist, unfinished paintings, but I don't see that I have the time right now because it requires a lot of time and attention to do an oil painting. It may look cartoonish, but it takes a lot of thought and dedication to pull off the images that I create.
What was the particular inspiration? I'm just curious. Who was the gentleman on the cover?
Well, that's sort of autobiographical painting.
Okay.
That was supposed to be me, although I don't have blonde hair. That was Colorado, absolutely Colorado in the background mm-hmm. and in the forefront. And what you're seeing there is a cropped version. They did that at the record company. It was a cropped version, but the full painting, there's a lot more going on that's been sort of cut out. Well, the sacrifices for art, right?
I want to jump ahead a little bit even further to 1984, and a pretty interesting event occurred at the Capitol Theater, right? You've reunited with some of the Wheels, and you're in Owosso, Michigan, and something is occurring while you're rocking out, right?
Well, you got me stymied. Do tell.
Well, is it that the plaster was starting to fall off the ceiling because you guys were just rocking so hard?
Oh, that was a minor irritation.
Oh.
I thought you were going to talk about something really life-changing.
Oh.
We do that a lot.
Oh,
crap
well.
Plaster.
You know, one of the things I was curious about reading more about you, as I have done prior to planning this interview, I didn't know this, but you spent some times in the early 90s working in radio on Detroit's WCSX with Mitch Ryder's Radio Playhouse, and you've interviewed some pretty memorable guests, including Mr. Rogers, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite interview.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because, well, I don't know how many of your listeners went through Mr. Rogers' neighborhood as they grew up. I certainly wasn't one of them. But as an adult with children, I allowed my children to see that, and that's what drew me to it. And I had him on the phone for the interview doing my radio show. As you said, Mitch Ryder's Radio Playhouse, it lasted for 3 years. And I was able to get him to go into character with King Friday and a couple of the other characters from his TV show. And he went into character and did the voices, and it was just marvelous. And he was just a fantastic gentleman. I can't say enough about him. I've never met a male human that had the compassion for children without being goofy about it or strange.
Mm-hmm.
He had an honest and sincere love for the benefit of our children, and I found that to be a remarkable, isolated sort of characteristic about males. So, you know, Mr. Rogers was very, very cool.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Is there any way you think listeners might be able to find that somewhere online, that interview?
No, we haven't even thought about marketing it. It is in our vault, and it's one of our assets, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what we're going to do with it. I've never really needed the money to worry about it. So, and there is also the idea that that was something that was behind me, and maybe it's better not to throw it out there.
Sure.
I've got enough problems trying to... I've got an album that was finished, mixed, and created in 1968 in Detroit with the Funk Brothers as the backup band, among other things.
I'm listening.
Yeah, those were the Motown great legends that were helping me create this album. It's original material. It's a rhythm and blues, and it's hot. It's a very hot album, and it's never been released. It's never, ever been released. So that's like one of the... We got a bunch of little jewels in the chest there, and I'm happy to be sitting on them, actually.
Hey, you know, 2018's the 50th anniversary. That seems like a good enough reason to put it out. But we'll wait.
Yeah, we can go to 60.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, exactly. Well, it looks like we have a lot to look forward to. You mentioned Motown legends there, the Funk Brothers, and I just want to quickly confirm, you know, something I read about another legend, Aretha Franklin. Is it true that their song, Respect, when they got to the Sock It To Me, Sock It To Me, that was the inspiration for, of course, your hit, Sock It To Me?
Absolutely it was, yeah. Very much so, but you have to understand that she towered over everybody that came out of Detroit at that particular time, and rightly so. I did an interesting interview about that. If you get a chance to look up the Billboard, they had a very, very nice complimentary interview with me about Aretha. And I would suggest that if you're just as a fan, you want to see what I had to say about it, I would do that if I were you.
We'll share that link along with this interview. I think that's a great idea. Thank you for that. You've covered quite a few rhythm and blues songs from Marvin Gaye, Stubborn Kind of Fellow, The Supremes, Come See About Me, Marvelettes, Too Many Fish, The Miracles, I Like It Like That. And you've just been inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, rightfully deserved. Was there a song from that period that someone else put out first that you were really hoping you could do but didn't work out or recorded and just didn't like it? Was there any kind of songs that you can think of that come to mind?
No, but now that you mention that scenario, I had recorded a song, Taking All I Can Get,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about Aretha. When I was in the studio with that song, I was told that Aretha was going to do a cover on it. So I guess that's kind of like the reverse of what you were talking about, me doing somebody else's music, and here's a great star wanting to do some of my music. It was kind of cool. A flattery. It was a compliment of the highest order.
It's a shame that never came out. I wonder what that would have sounded like.
Well, I think she had a little trouble because it's kind of like from a male perspective. Mm. And back then it was difficult for people to even imagine switching genders, you know, if you were a performer.
Right.
But it's so simple to do. I can't believe why we sort of put a governor on ourselves with regard to that.
Sure. Well, speaking of other artistic outlets that you have, you're currently working on a musical, right? Hide Your Love Away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know why I'm so overjoyed, but I'm into my fifth year with that project.
Oh, boy.
It's not about the music, fortunately.
Mm.
The musical part of the music is pretty much settled at this point. It's about the writing, the presentation. Now, I have some experience writing because I put a book out in 2012, maybe, and it won 3 national awards. So it's not about my ability to write, because, I by the way, I didn't use a ghostwriter on that project either. I wrote it all myself, and my grammar teacher from school would probably be very proud of me.
Good.
But I don't understand why I can't get my head around a musical presentation that will satisfy me, but meet all of the sort of requirements that are needed to put one forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just struggling with that. Every time it rolls into another year, I get more and more frustrated. But it's worth saving if I can save it, because it's a wonderful story, and I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to keep pursuing it.
Good. For that musical, you have some original songs that would be featured in the musical?
One is Melissa, it's called, and the other one was, what did they have? I'm trying to envision this. What I did was I put 2 of them on as bonus tracks on one of the albums over there, because at that point, I said, wow, we're really close to finishing this, and so I'm just going to give the public a sneak peek, and we put those 2 songs out, and just as sort of a peekaboo, you know, into the musical,
mm-hmm.
and then the musical bogged down, so I kind of regret giving that that preview because the musical was not quickly following the expose.
Gotcha. So you're saying you'll have to release another album before the musical to give another teaser, right?
Oh, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, it would logically fit that way, yeah.
Well, I just have a couple of more things. Appreciate the time. So since I go by Reverend here in Kansas City, I would always appreciate a confession from our artist. So I have a couple of real quick rapid-fire questions based on some of your song titles, and I was curious if you wouldn't mind giving a couple of quick short answers, if that would work.
Well, if you get silence, it means I'm dumbfounded.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with, I think, a pretty easy one, right? So the song that makes you shake your tail feather. Is there a particular song of yours or someone else's that really gets Mitch Ryder dancing?
Not these days.
Okay.
I have two titanium hips.
Oh, boy. So do a lot of superheroes, though, right? They're made out of metal, and we still think you're a superhero.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We had to slow down a bit because they only came back with half a brain. We're waiting for the other half.
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Oh, well, you've got plenty of brain power, I know, to answer this next one, which is combining two of your song titles, which is You Made It and Breakout. So was there a point in your life where you felt, wow, I've made it? Was it a breakout song? Was it charting number, you know, whatever in the Billboard?
I love that question, but simply because I can't give you a rapid-fire response.
Sure.
There's a really remarkable story involved Breakout. A couple of years ago, I was invited to perform in Wales, and that was the only place on the planet that Breakout was a number one hit. And so they dragged me over there to perform a concert based around that one song. And I found that pretty remarkable. I was asking myself, why could this be number one in this particular country and nowhere else, some places not even charted? And that was really fun to explore that.
Wow. Wow.
It certainly is an oddity.
This next one combines three of your songs, which is How Does Mitch Ryder Get His Kicks?, What Brings Him Joy?, and Liberty. So you paint, you're a poet, you're writing musicals, you're writing books. Is there something else that kind of occupies your mind and helps you kind of relax?
Well, yes, but I don't feel like I want to share those right now.
Sure.
It's in the creative vein.
Okay.
However, you mentioned Joy. That song originally wasn't called Joy. It was written for my daughter, Dawn, and I took the finished product to Mr. Crew, who was my producer at the time, and he said, we can't put it out. And I said, why? And he said, because it's Dawn, and we just had a hit record with the Four Seasons called Dawn. And I said, well, come on, this is a different Dawn. And he would not back down on that. But I wanted to get the song out so my daughter could have that for her childhood memory. And we put it out as Joy.
Wow.
So imagine that when I wrote it, every time you hear the word joy, you're actually hearing the word dawn.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
We'll try our best to air that and edit that then for our listeners.
Yeah, well, whoever's voice you use on the editing better be good.
Oh, boy. Okay. No. And then the last confessional type question is, fill in the blank maybe here. Mitch Ryder would rather go to jail than what?
Not be able to perform.
Okay, that's a good one.
How about I'd rather go to jail than pay bail?
Yeah,
that
I like that one.
The cheap side of me, yeah.
Well, Mitch, I met you here when you came into Kansas City at Knuckleheads, and you said reach out to your people for an interview, so I really appreciate the opportunity.
Right, I remember that. That's why I was.
Yeah.
My eyebrow went up when you asked me.
Yeah,
to
that. That was me. So I've been looking forward to an opportunity to speak to you, and I was thinking, man, I hope he remembers that. And
you know, I think it's great that you have that show going because Kansas City and every musician knows this. But Kansas City has its own musical legacy that they've given to the entire nation as well. And I'm cognizant of it, and most of my musician friends are very cognizant of it. And it ranges from R&B all the way into jazz. Mm-hmm. And it's a remarkable town in terms of the people loving music. And so I feel, you know, that was a really nice performance opportunity for me.
Was that your first time here?
The first time I did that venue. In fact, at one point, if you study your history, I performed at Arrowhead.
What year was that?
So, I would say that was 73. Yep, right around there.
Were you touring with anyone, or was that just Mitch Ryder?
Yeah, I was doing a show with Leslie West. It was called something about the Wild West Show.
The Leslie West Wild West Show!
Very cool.
Yeah. There are a lot of people there.
Well, Mitch, I won't take up any more of your time. I appreciate it. How can people find out what you got going on? Is there a website, or are you on social media?
They can.
Okay.
I pretty much neglect my website. I'm not on social media. That's why I'm not on everybody's radar, too. It's one of the reasons.
Well.
In addition to the fact that I'm an old rocker, and
well,
those are in short demand right now.
Well, we can respect that, and I can guarantee you that myself, as well as the listeners of my show, think you more than just an old rocker. So you're.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're a legend in our eyes, and there's a book out there. You're working on some other projects we can look forward to, and we can look forward to you in Branson on August 31st. So, Mr. Ryder, I really appreciate the time. Is there anything else you wanted to share, or would you like to?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I've got plenty to do.
I figured that.
Once I get off of this, I've got to take my dog to the vet.
Oh, well, good luck.
Poor little thing. He's got some kind of an allergy. He's
tearing
himself up.
What kind of dog?
He's a Yorkie.
Oh, cute. What name?
Scrapper.
I like that. I don't think I've heard the name Scrapper before.
Well, he was. He's a rescue.
Okay.
And he was in bad shape. He was about to die. We got him and brought him back. So
wow.
He's very appreciative. He's cuter than a whole basket full of them speckled puppies, I'll tell you.
Well, Scrapper's very lucky to have you, and we're lucky to have you, and we wish Scrapper all the best, as well as you, Mr. Ryder. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's been on stage already.
Has he? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I thought I'd just sort of give him a taste of what Daddy does. You
know? Oh, well, maybe one of these days we can hear Mitch Ryder and Scrapper's collaboration album or something like that.
Yeah, when
Jingle
I do
Cats?
My dog album, which is on the drawing board.
Okay.
I sing, but I sing in all sort of different dog voices.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you to bark.
A lot
but...
of the words aren't enunciated, but... You know, it's a very interesting album.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ryder. I really appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you in Branson Moe on Friday, August 31st at the Welk Resort.
Can I
do please.
A plug for that album I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes.
The album, the title is called Don't Poo There. And now we're getting ridiculous. I'm just pulling your leg.
I like it, though. This has been a fun time. And we will let you get back to your day. Mr. Ryder, again, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll talk to you again sometime soon, maybe.
All right, take care.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Did you love me?